The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Get a PureTap for $49 up front on a payment plan. T's and C's apply at puretap.com.au. Justin Westhoff, 250 games, reigning John Carl medalist. He's done it all. Welcome and congratulations. Well done for getting there. 250 and plenty to come, still, it looks like.
Yeah, hopefully a few more to come. If we keep playing the way that we're playing at the moment, I definitely want to be sticking around for a little bit longer. So just keep reeling him off at the moment, which is nice.
Well, tell us about the weekend. Recast as a forward. You're leading the Coleman medal at the moment. Did you know that? Got five on the board?
Yeah. No, it was nice to get on the end of a couple of cheapies and to knock a few over, but it was just nice to play in a really comfortable game where everything seems to be going right and we've got a couple of young kids, you know, crumbing a few of us old guys, which make us look a little bit better than what we probably are. But it was just good to see the whole team gelling together. It probably took us a little bit to get going, but we got there and were able to show everyone, you know, how we want to play.
Goes without saying, Hoff, 250 great games, a bit of a cult figure. Your versatility, your consistency and your reliability, love you. Value for money, there's no other. And pick 71 to boot, Bix. It didn't start all that good early. So let's talk about the emotion of the games beforehand and the build-up with all of that.
Yep.
If you can share some of that, get the Port supporters in and under with you before you run out the race. You had six debutants, and apparently that was really, we spoke to Kent, really emotional.
Yeah, it was, you know, obviously round one is always built up to be a huge game, and obviously to have six guys playing their first game for the club. And probably before the game, we had all the families and parents down there, and that's obviously an emotional time for these young kids who, you know, the first game of hopefully a big career, and just to see that emotion. We had the fathers down there hand jumpers to the first years, and it was just a good time, and it just brings that connection back to the whole group. And we're able to show that. Obviously, as you said, we didn't start the game really well, but these young kids find a way to pick up and really chip in for us, which is great. Their first game is obviously pretty important to win, and obviously for Robbie as well, for his 200th, to get over the line was obviously something that those guys...
But when it was their turn, they stood up, all of them, and they all had their moment in the sun there. Talk to us a bit about Scotty Lysett. Had a bit of a chat to say as well about the role we're going to do to Gorney, which you all did, and that was apparently met with a lot of claps. Just get us inside the rooms again. What was that about?
Yeah, obviously Scotty, you know, he's played a couple of big games against Big Maxi, and that was obviously something that we could exploit to a certain extent. We obviously knew that, you know, with those two guys going up against just the one solid ruckman, Paddy and Scotty, is obviously a big thing for us. But if we could just chip in every now and then and make it that a little bit harder for him, would obviously benefit us massively, and obviously did, yeah.
Now, a lot's been spoken about the younger players, but I want to talk about Travis Boak. His form, he looks ridiculously fit at the moment. They've seen him play three really good games with the two JLT games and now the first one. To me, it looks like he's got a new lease on life. You're well placed. You've seen him for a number of years, and he kicked a really important goal in that first quarter. That is just such a bonus to have him up and going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's always in the best shape he can be. Mm. He really has led from the front probably for the whole summer, really. Obviously, not to be skipper anymore, and probably, I know personally, I think it's free the shackles a little bit, just with that probably mental load leading into a game. So, but he was great for us on the weekend, and obviously that goal to get us going, and you can never question the way he works and the effect that has on everyone else throughout the team. Mm.
Justin Westhoff in the studio. His 250th AFL game this week versus Carlton. Congratulations to David from Ridgehaven. You're off to see Hoff with his 250th. Big banner, and he'll be screaming through there with how many kids you got now? Nine? Five?
Just the three.
Four,
at the moment.
Well, that's right. I saw them in Port Douglas. Beautiful. Yeah. Cute kids. They're going to be tall,
take
too.
Take after their mother, yeah.
Take after their mother. Ollie Wines, where's he at?
I think they'll test him a little bit over the next couple of days and see how he pulls up. He's obviously a guy that we don't really want to rush back. Obviously, pretty serious surgery, but it's a long year. If he can play this week, he will, but I don't think the club will you know, really push him to play. So,
well, Treaders sat there and declared he's in. But he wore the pink hat today at training, didn't he?
Well, Treaders doesn't really have any idea what happens down there, so...
bang, there it goes.
He's the one that named your cankles. He wrote me a note.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Dish, rude.
We're just getting some feedback from some of our listeners. A lot of people wishing you all the best for the big game this weekend.
My word.
This one's from Bray, who says, please tell the Hoff not to rush into retirement and back to Tanunda to play in the Barossa League. I played key post down back in that league, and I am not interested in standing that man any time in the near future. His tongue firmly in the cheek there. Just on that, I'm sure we all think you can go on for a number of years yet. How do you approach that? Is it just suck it and see? Do you have a time frame in your head how long you'd like to play for?
To be honest, I'm just rolling with the punch a little bit. I think as long as I'm enjoying it and wanting to come to the club every day and to work hard. Obviously, physically, I'm probably as fit as I've ever been. And it's a bit annoying when people talk about age. And I think at the moment, at the club at the moment, our older guys are stepping up more and more. And I think in the AFL, we've got guys who are playing 250, 300 games who are still in their prime of the career. So, obviously that's mentally, if I'm still capable of coming in and enjoying my footy, then I'll definitely, be there for as long as I can.
Okay, yep. I'm holding up a sign. I'm on the boundary line.
Yep.
It's got a red circle with a number 10 in it. What's that?
That's a secret, Rowie.
Oh, what about the magenta-y coloured one or the orange one? These colours.
Yeah, look, obviously that's something that they brought in and it just obviously gives us a bit of an idea of what kind of game style and what the coaches, obviously with the runner not being able to come out there as much anymore.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, obviously... Okay. Oh, for me personally, I tend to get a few messages throughout the game just to go into different positions. But it just gives us a bit of more of a picture of what the coaches are thinking and how we can change the game or momentum of games.
So that one with 10, that's clearly just go slow.
Well, it could be, Roy. It could mean something.
I
can't give away the secret, Roy.
Yeah, of course you can.
They should use emojis, and then when you're not playing well, you could have that red face with the steam coming at you.
Yeah.
That would be hard to work out.
Possibility.
Hey, the measure of a side is who is not playing at the moment. You look at Sam Gray, Kane Farrell, Dougal Howard, Sam Mays, they're all emergencies. You've got Ollie Wines nearly coming back in, Hamish Hartlett, Broadbent, all not far away. Some really good players outside the team at the moment.
Yeah, I think that's a good space to be in at the moment. Obviously, our list is pretty strong and we got a couple of guys coming back, which obviously captain and vice-captain will obviously put their hands up to come back. But I think coming from the last weekend, everyone that played on the weekend really deserved their spot in the team. And that's what we've shown from some of the guys that have missed out, Sam Gray and a few of these younger guys. But obviously, that's why the coaches get paid the big bucks and... are there to make the big decisions, but obviously, we're happy to have them back when they're ready to go.
Hoff, it's been a pleasure to call most of those games. We'll see them. You're an absolute diamond. Everyone you speak to about you and the best accolade you can get is you're just a great team man and sometimes an absolute match winner. You're certainly that. Enjoy the day. We know you will. There'll be plenty left. You'll worry about that when you worry about it. Big game versus Carlton. It's at Adelaide Oval, and you tend to shine on that oval. So, Hoff, congratulations to you and your family and your kids and everyone that's been a part of that career. 250 games, that's significant, mate. So, well done. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
It's out of your busy schedule, and stay off the grog and the ankles, mate, swell, you big cankerhead.
Hopefully there's a bit of a swell after the win on the weekend.
Big swell!
We'll see what happens.
Now, and I'm not going to mention anything about milestone games. We know that hasn't been great for you. Anyway, Justin Westhoff was our special guest. Thanks to PureTap from $49 up front on a payment plan. T's and C's apply at puretap.com.au.
Righto!
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.